You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Shane Clifford is CEO of Wonderbill, a digital platform that organizes your household bills while also suggesting other providers that could save you money. Just 2 years old, the platform now has 50,000 users across the UK and has plans to expand to new markets in Europe in the new year. Shane was working with BCG Digital Ventures, which helps to grow and launch digital products and platforms, when the idea for Wonderbill emerged. Here's his story.
So I started out life as an engineer, did a couple of startups back in the dot-com days, went from there to the Boston Consulting Group, so was doing lots of digital and technology topics there. And a few years ago, BCG set up BCG Digital Ventures, and that division comes up with ideas for new businesses, builds the first versions of the products, and then scales up the business itself. So I was on the founding team for BCG Digital Ventures in London, and Shell was my client, and they asked us to come up with lots of ideas for new digital businesses. We came up with about 350. We got that down to four that we really liked, and one of them I really loved, and that was Wonderbill, and resigned from BCG to go run it. I have to say I'm really happy with the decision, and I'm really having really enjoying myself building the team and the product and the business. The transition itself was probably quite an unusual one. It was quite natural. I was leading the team that came up with all of these ideas, etc. So in terms of all of the consumer research, you know, interviewed over 200 people as part of that. So really got a good feel for what the pain points really were. And what was quite obvious was that this is a really acute pain point that people have. Maybe they don't feel it very often, but when they feel it really deeply. The ideas that we had to help address that really inspired me. As part of that, I put my hand up and said, actually, I think this is what I want to walk out the door with. So I normally start asking people how much fun they have with their household bills. Electricity, gas, TV, broadband, mobile, all of that, and ask if they're filled with the feelings of excitement and delight. So most people generally have feelings of more around anxiety, worry, guilt, etc. And they don't really engage with their bills. So most people realize that they could save money on their household bills. They tend to underestimate it by a factor of two, actually. But they don't engage for a set of functional reasons and a set of emotional ones. The emotional ones are these negative feelings kind of down in your gut, or maybe a little bit of guilt. And the functional ones are the practical stuff. There's lots of them. They're complicated. Bundles these days don't make sense anymore. So electricity companies offering broadband offering mobile phones, things like that. So it's a perfect recipe for procrastination. And when people get over that procrastination, they tend to go to one of the price comparison sites. You know, the big name companies that you know, but they do have three big problems. They can't do mobile. There's no customer loyalty, and there's no differentiation. They really want to do mobile, and some of them have invested very heavily, but the user experience of getting all of your bill details, the tariff names, the kilowatt hours, all of that stuff, into a small screen with two thumbs is really awful, and doing that across all of your household bills is truly soul-destroying. What Wonderbill aims to do is to change all of that. We want to solve all of those customer practical and emotional pain points while disrupting how price comparison is done today. And we do that by putting all of your bills in one place, one username, one password. We connect directly to all of the providers. We pull in all the latest bill information, including PDFs of the actual bills. And then we use all that information to help you out, give you advice on what to do, and help you find better deals. If you think of your bank account, will tell you what you have spent. It won't tell you what's coming up next. Now, you might be able to take a guess, but for a lot of bills, they can change by quite a lot month to month. Because we have the actual bills, we know how much you used last month and how much you will pay in the future. And then beyond that, we've got a ton of information that can help you save money over time, either directly on your bills or perhaps behavioral change as well. With the apps, there's quite a lot of fintechs operating in the open banking space, and a lot of the big banks as well are moving in that direction too. What that's doing is giving people more options about how to look at their bank balances and things like that. What they can't do is really, really help you with your household bills, because they don't have that consumption information. They don't know how much you use your phone or your broadband or your electricity. They won't know what tariff you're on, what bundles you have, etc. And it's that extra richness of detail that we have that allows us to do a much better job helping people with those parts of their household budget. Earlier this year, we did a survey of about 3,000 people, and people use some really unorthodox methods to look after their bills today. So about 30% of people admit to doing things like binge-watching a Netflix box set rather than tackling their bills, or using their filing system, which is generally a big pile in the lobby or on the mantelpiece. The older folks tend to be more on top of things in general. A lot is quite paper-based, notepads, pens, things like that. The younger generation really have a lot of anxiety and a lot of worry about bills, and many of them have never switched at all, and so they have no experience of actually going through that process, and so there's a lot of fear holding them back almost in terms of, well, what is that switch going to feel like? Part of what we're doing is helping the older folks automate things and do the work for them, and for the younger folks to educate them so that they're more confident and bill brave and on top of their bills. So at the moment, in terms of what we call the engineering velocity, we're releasing one major new feature roughly every week. So we're really proud of that, and it really moving the customer experience along very fast. We get customer feedback in a variety of different ways. Obviously, there's social media, but also inbound emails. There's a feedback form on the product itself. There's also this facility to add what we call a manual account. So things like people put in things like rent, water, stuff like that. And that also gives us an indication as to what's the next service that we need to add, or what's the next product. So at the start, top of that list was Netflix, Spotify, water, cancel tax. So we added Netflix, Spotify, water, we're working on cancel tax. So it's things like that where you get instant feedback from the customers, and you do your best to deliver the features that they really want.
Thanks very much to Shane Clifford for coming in and sharing the story of Wonderbill. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.